Thanks for hitting play. If you feel like a square peg trying to fit into the round hole of education, guess what? You are in the right place. I'm Danny Bauer, and this is the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, the original Ruckus Maker podcast for visionary leaders who want to do school different and make a legendary impact on their campus. Thanks to Ruckus Makers just like you, this show ranks in the top 0.5% of over 3 million worldwide shows. Now, today, I want to talk to you about this idea of sustainability in school leadership. If you listened to yesterday's episode, we talked about 5 reasons you should come meet me and other Ruckus Makers in Nashville for the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. But what is sustainability when it comes to school leadership? We're also going to talk about the 5 challenges you likely face when creating a thriving campus experience. Now, before we get into the content, a couple notes. 1, no sponsors in today's show. It's just kind of like a mini show. And this whole week, we're talking about coming to Nashville and the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. And I really want to highlight that Jumpstart passes are available for a limited time until March 15th. That means you could come to Nashville for 50% off the full price of the ticket. At the time of this recording, at least, there were 25% or more of the tickets sold. I'll have to go back and check out the math because I actually am interested in how many tickets are even left. But go there, snag your ticket, reserve your spot, right? You can go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville to learn more and register. But now on to what do I mean by sustainability in school leadership? So, you know, I was dreaming, as I often do, about what can be the next summer experience, what would really serve, you know, school leaders in this moment. And what I'll often do is go to the top Ruckus Makers I know in my network and say, well, what do you need this summer? Here's what I'm thinking, but what would you need? And this idea of sustainability kept coming up. And you can look at it in a number of ways. One is in the individual Ruckus Maker level, which for you, you know, many of your peers, they're running for the exits, right? They're leaving the industry. They're looking for greener pastures, which do not exist. They just have different problems, in case you didn't know that. But education is tough and there's a lot of people leaving. You know, I think we are in a crisis, but what I love to say to Ruckus Makers, and it's true, listen, if you don't stick around to lead and to make a ruckus, who will? That actually keeps me up at night. Like, I don't know the answer to that. And I don't want to find out. So for you to be able to stay in this game for the long term, to run the race, right? The marathon, so to speak, and to continue to have energy, you can't pour from an empty cup. We're thinking about sustainability at the local level. Now, we're also thinking about sustainability in terms of our teachers, right? I don't need to tell you that half your classes or whatever aren't filled, right? And that there's a sub shortage and all that kind of madness. But what I do know is there's some specific things you can do for the well-being of your staff, which we'll discuss in Nashville. And there's also things you can do to attract the right kind of talent in terms of your staff and retain them. And we'll be talking about that also within the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. And then the last piece I'm thinking about when it comes to sustainability is sustainability of programs, right? There's nothing worse than like bringing in a program and then abandoning it a year later, whether that's because you're like me and you suffer from, you know, sort of like visionaries, derangement syndrome, which is just, oh, there's a squirrel, right? Like you get a lot of ideas and that kind of thing. Or, you know, a program, you bring it in and now there's no longer the resources, whether that's budget or staff or whatever, you know, to keep implementing the program. So we'll talk about sustainability within programs and look at it from a few other angles as well. But at least that's kind of a common working definition. And that's all I want to say about sustainability. So now when it comes to the challenges that most school leaders face when trying to create a thriving school or campus or even district experience, let's discuss those. So challenge number one is initiative fatigue, right? And so you are probably all too aware of what that even means. And it's the metaphor of continuing to pile on your plate as if you're eating at a buffet and you're not taking anything off the plate. Not only is that a way to dramatically exceed your caloric intake for the day, you're going to get super full and it might feel fun and taste good at the time. But what happens, right? Afterward, you get a tummy ache and you regret that has happened, you know? And so when it comes to initiatives, that's a huge pet peeve. Dare I say, even an enemy that I have in education. But don't do this to your people, right? When you have control. I know things that might come to you from the superintendent's level down to the principal, it's very frustrating. But as a principal, don't do this to your staff. If you're going to bring something new, think about what you're going to take away. You know, there's a lot of great stuff that can happen through addition by subtraction. But if you keep adding, you know, that's just a recipe for destruction. So that's all I want to say about challenge number one and initiative fatigue. Challenge number two, kind of the same sort of vein, is just like being exhausted, period. So maybe because of initiative fatigue, maybe because kids are different after COVID, maybe because some of the adults are way better with children than working with each other, maybe because all the reasons, right? It's just an exhausting job. I tell people all the time, you know, being a school leader and certainly a ruckus maker will never be easy, but it can be easier. And there's things that you could concretely do to take care of yourself to make sure that you fill your bucket. Not only will you set a good example for your staff, but it's something that you could teach your staff too. Something that we pride ourselves here, at least on the podcast, but certainly in the Ruckus Maker Mastermind, is sharing practical tools and resources that you can use today or tomorrow with your staff to see a positive result. That happens 100% of the time, right? And so when you come out to Nashville for the Sustainable School Leadership Summit, you'll get those tools as well. One of the simplest tools that we've used is called the Ruckus Maker Mindset Tool. I've talked about it on the podcast here and on the school leadership series, but it's really the fundamentals: eating, sleeping, moving, meditating, unplugging. And there's two more as well in terms of relationships and connecting and exposure to sunlight. But whenever I coach somebody, right, or talking to somebody who feels overwhelmed, stressed out, they're ready to give up, right, and wave the white flag, so to speak, you know, when you dig into the fundamentals, they're off. Usually in multiple categories. So you're not getting enough sleep, you're not eating right, you're not taking time to unplug from work and technology, so on and so forth. So if you can get those right, you can certainly stay in the game for a longer time. And listen, don't discount the simplicity of this advice for how powerful it could be. Like I said, simple tool, probably the most favorite tool within the community. Read a book the other day, and I'd have to look if I've released the episode or not, but I spoke to a guy named Eric Potterat. Who's Eric Potterat? Former military guy in the Navy. He built basically the mental resilience program for the Navy BUDS SEAL program training, right? He's worked with the LA Dodgers. He's worked with the women's soccer team in the United States. So you can say that he's worked with like top organizations and top performers. And his book, Learned Excellence, I loved. It was all about leadership and excellence. And I was almost like surprised flipping through the pages. Oh, I teach that. I teach that. Yeah, I teach that to Ruckus Makers. And they get great results. And what is that book really all about? The fundamentals. It's really kind of crazy in that sense. People want a sexy solution. You know, what are the things that I can do to get a leadership edge? And yet, they ignore the most basic things. I've shared this quote a million times, but maybe you haven't heard it. Maybe you heard it, and now you need to hear it with new ears. There's a guy, Dr. Michael Gervais, and he has a podcast. I forget exactly what it's called. Something about mastery. But just like Eric, you know, it's all about excellence. And he too works with Seattle Seahawks, Olympians, CEOs, you know, top performers. And it's really interesting. The quote that I've memorized from him is that on the world stage, right, where people are winning gold medals in the Super Bowl and so on and so forth, people don't talk about how hard they work. That's actually like kind of ignorant and shunned, you know, upon. It's like, yeah, everybody works hard and nobody cares. You don't get a badge, right? You're not a martyr. Like, do your job. It's hard. Do the work. Put it in. But what people really talk about at the elite level, you know what it is? Recovery. Recuperation. How are you taking care of yourself? How do you rest and recharge the battery? I often say, you've heard me say this a million times, you can't pour from an empty cup. So stop ignoring the fundamentals, right? Give yourself permission to take care of yourself. Listen, here's the thing. Your body's like an engine, to use a metaphor, like a car. And if you run it in the red for far too long, the car breaks down. The only problem is, yeah, I mean, I guess there are surgeries and medications and things. You don't want to go down that route, right? You want to find a permanent solution. And that starts with the foundation, right? Why keep extinguishing the same fire when you could put out why the fire starts in the first place? So that's all I'm going to say about challenge number two, about being just exhausted in general. And I will say one more thing. Please forgive me. Often when people come to the Mastermind Experience or a live event or both, they say, I came empty and I am so inspired and energized on my way out. And that's not because we do dances or because we wear pirate costumes or because we do some like kind of shtick, right? It's because we have real stuff that you're going to put into practice and get a result. So if that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville and grab a jumpstart pass because that's the best value, right? Those are available until March 15th. Okay, so moving on to challenge number three, how do you even really develop your people? So even though it's getting harder to attract, right, and interview and hire the right kind of teacher, and that's something that definitely we will talk about and touch on at the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. The other thing is, once you have them, how do you actually like develop them in a way that is meaningful and helpful? And so we'll talk about that as well. But you could say, you know, over the years, we've been perfecting a way of coming together and coaching and mentoring school leaders. And that can translate to how you work with your staff, right? And so not only that, but if you listen to yesterday's episode, our events are different in that there's a lot of open space and time to network and to do live masterminding. And therefore, you get to learn and soak up all the great stuff the other ruckus makers are doing on their campus and say, yep, I'm taking that, making it mine, putting my little re-swizzle on it and bringing it to campus. And it's a good thing. So we're going to help you really develop the potential of your staff. And that's challenge number two. How do you really do that? Or excuse me, challenge number three. All right, moving on to challenge number four, isolation. You're not going to create a thriving school operating on your own, right? Greg Sacciacolli, in his book, The Enemies of Excellence, number one enemy is isolation. I learned that way back in like 2015, 2016, but it's common sense. You know that. They say if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And so that's a tension that we feel as ruckus makers, right? It's definitely messier and it is slower to work as a team. But the thing is, you go so much further. And if you want to create a campus where energy is up, optimism is up, positivity is up, right? Excitement is up from your parents to your students to your staff, you got to do it within a community. And so we'll have a network there for you and you'll make some lifelong friends and connections so that you can continue the work far after the experience. The thing that bothers me the most about conferences, events, keynote speakers, so on and so forth, even this podcast, if all you do is listen, get entertained, share a few amens and get excited about what I'm talking about and then don't do anything, what's the point? As I mentioned yesterday, ideas are great, but not the greatest. You got to take action if you want to see a positive result. And you're going to go farther doing it within a network. All right, that's all I want to say about challenge four, operating in isolation, which brings us to the last challenge, which is a question. What is school for? One of my favorite mentors in the world, Seth Godin, I've read most of his books and taken so many of his online courses and did the Alt-MBA and then coached for the Alt-MBA, right? He wrote a book, which you can go out there and get, called Stop Stealing Dreams. It's free on his website. And it's kind of his worldview and point of view in terms of what education can be. But the big thing is, it's the answer. What is school for? Like, how would you answer that these days? You know? And we'll have a robust discussion around that. But when you talk about Ruckus Makers doing school different and the shifts that we want to make from old, traditional, and broken to new, different, and innovative, answering what is school for also unlocks the types of shifts that we want to see. And so having a very clear definition and what I would call a sustainable leadership point of view, part of that is answering what is school for, and then having a way to communicate that effectively to all stakeholders on your campus. So I think that's a good place to end for today. We came up with a common definition of what I mean by sustainable when discussing the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. And we looked at the five challenges and hinted at what the solutions could be when leaders want to create thriving schools, campuses, and school districts. If you consider yourself a ruckus maker, right? If you're a Play It Safe principal, don't come to Nashville. You're not going to like the experience because it's not about the status quo. But if you're a ruckus maker, a visitor from the future, showing the world how education will one day be, if you want to do school different and make those shifts, this is the only event that's going to fill your cup. It would be our honor to serve you, to host you in Nashville. It's July 12th through the 14th. You can learn more. You can grab a Jumpstart Pass, which is 50% off the full price ticket for $750. And you go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville. Learn more. Fill out the registration. Let me know if you want a purchase order and use school funds, or if you have a school credit card or personal credit card. Maybe it'll get reimbursed, or maybe you'll just say, hey, I'm worth it. You can take care of registration and get it there today. So I hope to see you there. Thanks for listening so much, and go make a ruckus. Thanks for listening to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, Ruckus Maker. How would you like to lead with confidence, swap exhaustion for energy, turn your critics into cheerleaders, and so much more? The Ruckus Maker Mastermind is a world-class leadership program designed for growth-minded school leaders just like you. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind. Learn more about our program and fill out the application. We'll be in touch within 48 hours to talk how we can help you be even more effective. And by the way, we have cohorts that are diverse and mixed up. We also have cohorts just for women in leadership and a BIPOC-only cohort as well. When you're ready to level up, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind and fill out the application. Thanks again for listening to the show. Bye for now, and go make a ruckus.